The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There are two men in his studio that need pedicures, and only one has convinced himself to go, like, right now. Good morning. Yeah. It's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
Breaking news here. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I'm pro-pedicure, and it's not because I want...
Nobody said I wasn't pro-pedicure.
But I'm trying to go right now, though, dog.
I have to beg you, Automatic, to come with me to get a pedicure. Why are you in such a hurry,
expensive.
Anthony?
Okay, that's my question. But first of all, because I'm in yoga, and I can't be out there yoga with nasty cinder block toes, all right? Yeah. I felt like my nails were nasty.
Like every other granola chick in there doesn't have some hairy toes that they just got showing it off to everyone. I know there's some hairy toes in there and some females.
I don't want to be in yoga class with nasty feet, so I need a pedicure ASAP.
Are your feet nasty right now?
They're not nasty, but they're not like public ready, you know?
So you've been out there with crunchy toes?
I'm not going to describe my feet, but this is to say I need a pedicure and I need to know how much I need to pay
for it. Wait a minute. Okay, it's going to be about anywhere from $29 to $59 to $109. Depends on what you want, okay?
$109.
If you want the best of the best,
all they're doing
service,
is clipping your toenails and put some lotion on your feet.
Have you seen your feet, DJ Automatic? You should be paying $500.
One time I went to this lady looked at me and she said, "Your feet are awful."
She literally just like that. Anthony, you think your feet are crusty? Have you seen my husband, DJ Automatic's feet?
I'm good. I'm
should
okay.
we throw his feet up
no,
on the ground?
We're not doing that.
Come
we're
on.
Not doing that. Why would we do that?
Yeah,
I mean,
dude,
there might be somebody who out there who's into them.
Nah,
but
we are.
I'm just saying right now,
nobody is into your feet.
There might be some special fetish.
No, dude. We already had one Instagram account deleted. Let's not go for two, all right? Let's keep those patas off the TL.
Dana Cortez is gone. If you throw DJ Automatic's feet up,
we're
all three getting thrown off of Instagram. Hey, ladies, is it hard for you to convince your man to get a petty? 877-730-DCS1.
It doesn't make me any less masculine if I go and get a petty.
I've done it a million times.
Got a little
really?
Extra income?
You not a million, but I've done at least 10.
And you never invited me.
No. That is something I'm never going to do with you.
Oh,
we're never going to go hang out and get our feet done.
Petty buddies. Petty buddies. Anthony A. National Day.
Petty buddies. She says, oh, man. All right, guys. We got to stop and make a PSA of its own. And it is Gun Violence Awareness Day. So.
Yes. As a responsible gun owner, we all want responsible gun owners. We don't want irresponsible gun ownership, right?
Yep. And if you want to support the movement, the cause is choosing the color orange to wear because that's what
all
hunters
right.
wear when they're in the woods.
Let's go.
So, yes, we'll go right along next to National VCR Day.
All the kids love the VCR now. I wish I hadn't sold all those VHS tapes.
Dude,
I didn't know they were worth money.
We still got a couple of those Disney movies.
Bro, you like two automatically.
If anybody has the VCR version of Cars, that one's worth a lot of money.
Dude, the one of Little Mermaid that has the penis on the front is worth a ton of money.
Yeah.
Automatics.
My mom used to have it, and then our house burnt.
We are never getting pedicures together. Never.
Little Mermaid.
Let's wrap it up on something we love. National Donut Day.
Let's go.
Yes. Woo. Finally
donuts.
Here.
Why are we so excited about fried bread?
We're fat.
So
just
good.
Just get all fat and trashy.
All right. Get ready for that down in the DM coming up right after this. Happy Friday. Good morning.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
People always ask, what happened to that couple during the Down of the DM? This week, catch up. This is the Down of the DM breakdown.
Yes.
Automatic Anthony, remember Jessica DM me because her husband Rick was going out. And he was like too many guys' night out.
Oh,
remember
all that?
Yeah.
He gets like these Snapchat messages like all the time. He's always talking to someone.
Okay, yeah, he's talking on the phone. He's not allowed to have friends or what?
You are not hearing the way that he is talking to these women on the phone, okay? He's not just being friendly. He is flirting.
Too many guys' nights, right? This is how that Down in the DM played out.
I know you're out there with other women, Rick. You're out all night, like drinking and partying. You are a married man now, okay? And you have got to put those days behind you.
What the f***, Brenda? What crazy s*** are you up to now?
Who's Brenda? So Brenda is actually his mother-in-law. The woman who called me was not Jessica, his wife.
Listen to me, that little s*** is cheating on my daughter. Okay?
Hold on. You're the mother-in-law? Oh, poor dude.
You know, he's going to ruin my daughter's life.
Hold on. You probably shouldn't be getting involved in your daughter's life like this. They're just going to cause a fight.
Listen, she's young. She's dumb, you know? I told her, do not get married to this guy. You know what it's like, Dana? Listen, I do not want her getting pregnant from him, and then they're going to be stuck together.
The reason people don't like mother-in-laws is because of Brenda.
Yes.
Brenda's the face in the dictionary, mother-in-law. Bad. That's who she is.
Meddling
mother-in-law. Ah, for real.
One of those things where it's always like, people can cross the line in the most odd and awkward ways, and this was crossing the line.
Literally, like five times. Okay, so we got our girl Kelly on the line. Kelly, how are you, and what are you thinking about this?
Good. Doing good. I was just listening in to the down
there. Yeah, it's wild what Brenda did, yes.
I'm like, look, Brenda has to find some time on her hands. She got to find something better to do. I mean, I totally understand where she's coming from. You know, being a mother, and she wants to protect her. And like you guys said, you know, she has her own hangups. However, you know, like, she got too much spare time.
Look, I'm a concerned mom. I get it. We all get concerned about our children's relationships, but it's not our place to butt in. Right? And Brenda went too far. I'm sure her daughter is going to be so embarrassed.
And you know this isn't her first time. He knew instantly, hey, Brenda, this isn't Jessica.
Oh, you know it. You know it. You could hear it in his voice.
He knew instantly.
You know what we can do as parents? We can offer advice. That's it. And hope that our children take it. But ultimately, if they don't, you have to accept their decision.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why did Drake delete all of the songs related to the beef he's got going on with Kendrick Lamar? We'll talk about this and more. Daily Dirt Time, Anthony A, famous people's birthdays.
TikTok star Lexi Rivera celebrating her birthday. Fetty Wap, Iggy Azalea, Sway Lee, Emma Ratajkowski, and Allen Iverson celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Eminem's new song Houdini will be his 23rd top 10 hit. I was reading about this on Forbes magazine, which, by the way, I like the song. I saw the whole breakdown, and it's like Gen X and millennials love Eminem. Alpha, which is the younger generation, loves Eminem. Gen Z, not so much.
The sensitive generation.
Hi, DJ Automatic. Is that what it is?
Where did Alpha come from? How did they get that cool
That's
name?
Like the new one, yeah.
We're all letters and they get like a personality trait?
They voted it. They voted for themselves to be called Alpha. I think what you just said, though, Automatic, that's what it is. Because if you're new, you never really heard Eminem, you don't know what he's about. And he was always about the takedown with the raps. He was always about, you know, the lyrics, about what's going on, and the Megan Thee Stallion thing. I didn't like it, but that's who Slim Shady is.
Guess who's back?
All right, now let's talk about another giant in the world of hip-hop, Drake. He just deleted all songs related to the beef that he had going with Kendrick Lamar, and I say had because it's over.
Yep.
Kendrick Lamar definitely squashed Drake in this beef, but why would he delete everything from Instagram and the streaming services? We all know. It's not like it's gone from YouTube. You know, the songs are still there. And by the way, a lot of them are still charting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are you doing?
Drake's a sensitive guy, so I could see him being like, I don't need this negative energy around me. He's going to sit there with his little glass of Chardonnay.
It's wine spritzer.
I mean, he's just taking an L. I mean, Kenny's got Kenny and Friends coming up at the Forum.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're about
he's
to celebrate Kendrick Lamar's victory. And I don't think Drake wants any proof that this actually even happened.
This might be a little bit unpopular, but I still like Drake's music better. But I do love Kendrick's song.
It's not unpopular. Look at the charts. I think Drake has 7 diamond records.
How many does Kendrick have?
None.
Thanks.
Well, okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so my WTF story is about a woman in Arizona. She was arrested in a mall for stealing $14,000 worth of bras and panties.
Whoa.
Leticia Martinez Perez was shoplifting at Victoria's Secrets and reselling the items online, making all kinds of money. So police say she's responsible for 8 other theft incidents, and they've dubbed her the thong thief.
Hey,
but
nice.
Little did Leticia know, little did Leticia know, is the granny panty is the number one selling panty in the country again. What?
Well, maybe it was that time of month, because there's this new British research that found that women actually make fewer mistakes and have better mental agility during their period, despite feeling awful.
Whoa.
They found that the women's reaction times in accuracy and attention to detail were heightened, and they were just overall better at sports during that time of the month.
Then I must always be on mine, because I'm always good. I'm always better. I'm always detailed.
I had a very caveman-esque response to all that. It was like a lot of women. No, but shout out to that. I wish, you know what? At that point, for heightened abilities, I would take a cycle once a month. Why not, dog?
No, that was going to say, I wouldn't play with that.
Automatic does not want me during that time of the month.
I'll be such
like,
a sissy.
He already knows. He's like, oh, never mind. I'm not even going to talk to you right now.
All right. Well, if you're unemployed, but you like staying at home, I got a job for you. Furniture store IKEA will now pay people $16 an hour to work in their virtual store that will be opening up inside the Roblox game.
What?
Yeah, dog. So
part-time job, here I come.
Yeah, IKEA will be taking applications starting at the end of the month. So if you want to get it, here's your chance to work from home. And video games is not a waste after all.
Here's my letter of resignation, guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.